Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports to the Max is on the air. I know y'all want me to talk about Minneapolis. I might do that in a little while, but I'm going to talk baseball first because we're starting to feel like this is the time of year where you start to go, no, who's going to get this? And going to sign any more free agents? All that fun stuff. But we had a labor impasse right now. Terry Steinbach is a veteran of it. He's also been a shop steward in the union and sat in on these negotiations. So I thought, who better to talk about for an update on it? Terry, thank you for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome, Maxie. Thanks for having me.
Always good to visit with you. Now you've been through these negotiations, first of all. What's it like, the line of communication from players and your executive council and the players' union, et cetera? How does that work, that the players get the information? And are a lot of guys interested in the information, or do they just want to know when they play again?
Yes and no. We have half the players, when I was doing it, wanted to know the status of the negotiations and what's going on. And, of course, they all want to know, when are we going to spring training? But, you know, we obviously didn't know that. But the chain of command that we had is, you know, we called the player reps. The player reps kind of divided the teams up and made sure that all the players were being filled in on what the issues were so that we could stay united and stay educated on what was going on.
And do guys argue it much, or is it pretty much, hey, you guys tell us what the best plan is and let's go with it?
Yeah, what we like to do, and again, I can only speak for when I was there. You know, I maybe things have changed now, but no, we wanted the players' input. I mean, a strike or a lockout doesn't happen overnight, so I'm sure that the union and player reps, they've probably been talking about this for a while, so there should be no surprise to the players that this happened, and I'm sure they've discussed different options, different alternatives, goals that they want to try to, try to get from the owners.
Now, do you spend a lot of time trying to figure out what the commissioner's personality makeup is and how hard a line he'll draw in the sand, or is it just more about, you know, you get the information to the right people and they go in a room and negotiate it?
Pretty much, and this is where I was frustrated, being a small-time guy from New Ulm, right? I'm sitting in New York City, and I'm going to our union leader at the time, Don Fear, and say, Don, well, let's call him up. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah.
And Don reassured me. He says, look, he said, people have drop-down deadline dates. And he said, until we get to a date, and we don't know what that is, we can guess what that date might be, but until we get to that particular date, nothing's going to happen. Meaning that, sadly, that no one's ready to make a deal until, let's say, half the spring training games are gone. You know, and that's just an arbitrary figure there, but when we get to that point, then let's say some of the more high influential owners might say, hey, let's get this thing done. And usually when both sides enter the room seriously, it doesn't take long to get done.
Kerry Steinbach is our guest, and of course, there's an impasse, labor impasse in baseball. That means that, Kerry, there's going to be a whole lot of free agents that are still free agents sitting out there. When this ends, whenever it ends, does that become a frenzy? And how would you position yourself? You see, those are going to be pretty quick negotiations, aren't they, to try to lock up the good ones?
That's a great question. And I just think about when we went through it one time, Ryan Shore for the White Sox was saying, hey, we can't do any big-time deals. The minute that it was signed, I think they signed Albert Bell to like a 4-year deal. And everybody was like, well, what the heck? I thought we weren't doing big-time deals. You know? So, yeah, 100%, I think organizations want to win. I mean, bottom line, they want to get the players. They want to win. They want to get to that World Series. And so, yeah, when this is finally over, when they finally say, okay, look out, because I think, you know, the powerhouse teams that have money, that have money to spend, they're going to go after these guys, and they're going to go after them hard to try to, you know, build
Oops.
The win in 2022 with.
You know, Terry, obviously the Twins are going to need pitching. You lose Berríos, you lose Mejía to injury for the year. There's probably your top two, and here we go. You know, I mean, they got the Ryan kid that showed a little, but overall it was, you know, hit and miss. If you're them, I mean, I don't want to say that you got to break the vault here, but you got to get some legitimate starters in there right away, don't you?
Well, observing what the Twins have done over the last 4, 5, 6 years, they can win their division and they can get to the playoffs. But when you start matching up our number one against, you know, the Yankees number one or some of these other teams number one, we don't get too far, you know. So, yeah, I think, you know, we have a good nucleus of other weapons out there, but we seem to be lacking that number one or number two guy. Now, as you mentioned, Mike, the question is, I mean, how big do you want to break the bank open to try to get a prominent number one guy?
Terry, when you're sitting there and you're a free agent, let's say you got a year left on your contract, are you rooting for every catcher that's a free agent to get as much money as they possibly can, because that's all going to go into to the formula that you're going to use the next year?
It does to a degree, Maxie. And again, when our era, they tried to lump you guys in with people of the same service time. So myself, Pete Siroff, Benito Santiago, Matt Noakes, our group, that's who I was always compared to. So if one of the four, one of the five had the better of the years, he was kind of the bar setter for the other guys, you know. So it doesn't really necessarily mean every catcher out there, you still have parameters that you got to work with it.
How long, realistically, does it take guys to get into game shape? What do they really need to be ready for a season? How many games, how many bats, how many days of spring training?
I think players are in much better shape in today's era than when we were there. We had many players, I'll name one, Carney Lansford, would literally come to spring training and he would play himself into shape, assuming, you know, you have that 6 to 8 week spring training. Nowadays, I think players are much better. I realistically think that 3-week mark, you know, is a pretty decent number. I think players could get ready for that. Now, you always have to throw the caveat out there is pitching, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to have your number one guy go 8 innings the first time out, so they have to work game readiness into them. And in the past, you know, if this lockout goes any extended period of time, you might start with extended rosters. You might be able to carry more pitchers than, let's say, normally, just to try to prevent using a guy too long and potentially hurting a guy.
Kerry Steinbach, when you're off season, I was out at your shed. It wasn't a shed; it was your hitting station. You had a cage and you had a pitching machine, and you could go out there anytime you wanted and hit. How much did you use that in the off season? And is a machine, is that really where you get your swing down? Does that do you a lot of good? How did you use that?
When I got into January, you know, even kind of late into December, I would start using it pretty regularly. Once I hit January, I'm probably down there 5 to 6 days a week, whether it was weightlifting or swinging a little bit. And again, offensively, you just want to get swings. You want to build up the hand strength. You want to build up the shoulder strength, the shoulder repetition. It's not as much as that you're tracking, you know, like a pitching machine throws the exact same ball as a pitcher would. But if you can get swings and if you can get yourself physically in shape to handle those swings, once you stand in live pitching, it's going to be much quicker to get ready, to get game ready, than it is if you did nothing. You know, if you didn't hit off the tee or get hit off a machine or anything.
I got a personal text here. Asked Terry if you ever played against Michael Jordan. I can't remember. You were there. You played at the same time. He did, but I don't remember spring training, et cetera. Did you ever play against him?
We never did. I think I was up already as he was coming through the minor league system. So I believe our paths, I know our paths did not cross.
Yeah, you'd remember it if it did. But, you know, how difficult, no matter how athletic you are, you know, you can dunk a basketball, but how difficult is it to teach somebody to hit? I think that's one of the toughest things in sport.
I use Michael Jordan, that example a lot. I mean, here's arguably the best athlete, you know, in that era. I mean, you watch him on the court, run, jump, shoot, you name it. He could do, I mean, he was it. But you put him on the baseball field, and the guy was a mediocre hitter, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, too, being the good athlete that he was, if he'd have stuck to it, I mean, legitimately gave it a year, year and a half, 2 years, I think, you know, he probably could have picked up on a lot of that. I'll give another quick story. Bo Jackson, when he first got signed, he was signed with Kansas City, and we did play against him.
Yeah.
And the first time we played against him, I mean, he was playing right field. The ball hit shallow. He went to the wall. The ball hit deep.
Yeah.
He came running in. And he was terrible.
Yeah,
and
you forget this, right? Because they only show the highlights now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he was terrible. And literally three months later, we played him again. It's like, who's this guy? Where did he come from? I mean, he had picked it up so fast and turned into an all-star.
But the hard, you know, hitting a baseball is a little bit like shooting baskets. You can be a really good shooter in an empty gym. If somebody throws you BP, you know, you can hit the ball pretty hard maybe if you work at it a little bit. But now you get in the box, and the count's 2-1, and there's a guy on second base, and you're not sure if you're trying to hit the ball to the right. I mean, there's nothing that boggles the mind quicker than an at-bat, is there?
Absolutely, and there's no other way to get better as a hitter than to get in games, you know, and that's where, you know, like I said, the Bo Jackson, he was in Double-A. We played against him that whole year. He was in Double-A, and he learned that skill. But you're absolutely right. There's some people who will never – just can't do that connect, you know, the milliseconds that you have to identify what the pitch is, identify if the ball is right, and then tell yourself whether it's fair or not. It's something that's very, very difficult to overcome.
Last question. Take a guy like Royce Lewis. Now, the last 2 years he hasn't played any games. He got hurt last year. Of course, he played in the fall league a little bit, and the year before that was COVID, and they just scrimmaged over there. Is that a difficult thing for him to get back on track as long as he's been working on it, or is he way behind because of that?
I think the biggest thing for Royce is going to be mentally, you know, because physically I'm sure he rehabbed. I'm sure he's probably as strong, if not stronger, than when he was when he got hurt. But you always have that doubt mentally, you know, am I ready to play? And that's where, you know, in his particular case, a full gamut of spring training games would benefit him to the max, you know, where the Twins can put him in games, you know, they can kind of monitor him, make sure he's physically healthy and doing okay, but even mentally, you know, that okay, his first game he goes 0-for-4 with 4 punch-outs, you know, it's not like throwing in the towel, you know, you got to keep working with the guy, and once he gets some hits, once he gets some consistency going, he's going to build up that confidence and take off. Now with a shortened or a potentially shortened spring training that, you know, may or may not happen. Kind of the guy I think that probably gets squeezed the most in that situation.
For sure. Hey, Terry, always great to visit with you and catch up to you. I hope you're having a good winter and you're catching a few through the ice.
We were where we out last night, caught a couple.
Thanks, Terry.
Talk to you later.
You bet. Terry Steinbach, one of the great guys to come through this time. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Because I have this comment every time I have Terry Steinbach on, and every time I have Barry Wolder on, and every time I have Dana Kicker on. I'll explain what that comment is that I always get from people after I have one of those three, and there's a handful of others on the air. It's the same comment that I get from people every time. I'll tell you what that is when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.